How to raise children with independent views and a critical mind. Over the last two decades, ideological polarization has become a prominent threat to democracy, education, and society as a whole. According to the Pew Research Center, partisan antipathy has been steadily increasing since the mid-1990s, with self-identified liberals and conservatives becoming more sharply divided in their beliefs and more likely to see the other side as a significant threat to society. Today, this political schism affects nearly everything about the way we interact with one another. With a wealth of highly politicized media available, people are selectively filtering the media they consume to ensure that it aligns with their existing beliefs. Online socialization often functions as an echo chamber wherein like-minded people validate each other's opinions while belittling the opposing faction. Phenomena like cancel culture demonstrate the far-reaching consequences of holding opinions that do not conform to mainstream values. Despite Western society's emphasis on tolerance and inclusiveness, this climate of absolutism has made us far less tolerant than we were at the beginning of the 21st century. Young people are frequently pressured to choose between being radical or conservative, knowing that these labels can define their entire identity and determine the course of their social and professional lives. They also worry that dissenting from the predominant views of their chosen tribe will result in ostracization or even harassment. Parents feel this pressure on their children particularly keenly while attempting to navigate the education system. Many public schools have begun enforcing their chosen ethics, arguably at the expense of providing a welcoming environment for all children. In Canada, children as young as 6 have been disqualified from participating in classroom activities simply for possessing disposable Ziploc bags. They have been admonished for using gendered terms to describe romantic relationships, and they have even been instructed to avoid using the term best friend, among other forms of censorship, all in the aim of promoting social justice. Though these rules may be well-intended, parents from diverse religious and cultural backgrounds have expressed concern about being expected to cede the task of moral guidance to dominant institutions. To protect their ability to pass down their chosen values, many parents are looking to alternatives to the public school system, such as private religious institutions and homeschooling, but this approach is often inadequate. Being raised around people with a similar worldview does little to prepare children to form and defend independent opinions, after all. To counter our current culture of polarization, we must address not a moral crisis, but a crisis of critical thinking. The decline of critical thought. Social media's role in curating content is often correlated with ideological extremism, but this assumption is not supported by research. A study conducted at Northeastern University demonstrated that exposing people to randomized newsfeeds, rather than curated newsfeeds that reflected their existing beliefs, actually made it more difficult for them to detect propaganda. Study participants were able to identify bias in belief systems that were already familiar to them, but unable to detect bias in contrary belief systems. As a result of their insufficient critical thinking skills, the volunteers were more likely to express radical policy views than their counterparts who were stuck in the echo chambers, following completion of the study. Other research supports the idea that poor critical thinking skills are more closely linked with absolutism than the advent of social media. While social media is a relatively recent phenomenon, critical thinking skills have been declining for over 30 years, in close alignment with the rise of political polarization. Unlike previous generations, today's young adults do not experience an appreciable increase in critical thinking skills by the time they graduate from college. Though changes in the education system are at least partly to blame for this intellectual deficit, parenting strategies also play a role. Over the last three decades, parents have been actively encouraged to employ a range of learning aids, e.g., educational DVDs, games, and learning apps to enhance intelligence during their child's formative years, often at the expense of unstructured activities. However, while these interventions may improve test scores in the short term, they do not impart lifelong critical thinking skills. In fact, by supporting the education system's emphasis on rote learning, certain early interventions may detract from the development of a creative, independent thinking style. How to build your child's independent thinking skills? As discussed by psychologist Daniel Kahneman in his 2011 novel, Thinking, fast and slow. Our thinking is informed by two primary systems. System 1 controls our automatic reactions, including feelings, impressions, and the instantaneous recall of stored information. System 2 is slower and more deliberate than System 1. It governs in-depth analysis and helps us solve complex problems. Because drawing on System 2 requires far more effort than relying on System 1, System 1 is inherently more dominant than System 2. Though this setup is generally effective, System 1 is prone to bias and the rapid formation of misguided assumptions. When we judge someone based on a stereotype, for example, we make assumptions about them using information recalled by System 1, without using the calculated logic of System 2 to weigh the evidence for or against our assumptions. Rote learning is, by definition, the process of committing new facts to memory, so it does nothing to encourage the utilization of System 2. Building your child's ability to think slowly, deliberately, and critically requires a multifaceted approach to learning. 1. Encourage your child to ask questions and explore his or her thoughts. To think critically, we must look beyond what we're told and consider the veracity and meaning of novel information. Encourage your child to ask how and why questions when he's learning about new issues, and help him analyze important topics from multiple points of view. Some potential questions to explore include: how do you know this information is true? Have you looked at all the available evidence? How do you think this information will affect you? Why does this information matter? How would you solve this problem? Is there more than one possible solution to this problem? How does this issue make you feel? 2. Discuss family values in an open, civil way. As a parent, you must resist the temptation to fight propaganda by dogmatically asserting your own values. Not only will this approach place additional pressure on your child, it will not help him form lasting, independent views. When you share your values, invite your child to question their usefulness and purpose. Explain why you hold the values you do and outline how they help you live a more productive, peaceful life. Be open to reconsidering your own biases if your child challenges them, and make sure your child knows that you value his insight. Making compromises where appropriate will teach your child conflict resolution skills, which he'll need when defending his values to others. Finally, remember that the best way to pass down your values without suppressing critical thought is to live by them. Through watching your ethics in action, your child will naturally figure out when and how they lead to positive outcomes. This simple observation of cause and effect will do more to explain the worthiness of your values than any lecture. 3. Discourage multitasking. Using the reasoning power of System 2 requires sustained attention, an ability that frequent multitasking may permanently damage. Multitasking, especially in social situations, has also been shown to reduce a person's social and emotional intelligence. According to research conducted at the University of Sussex in the UK, regular multitaskers typically have less density in their anterior cingulate cortex, a part of the brain that controls empathy and emotional regulation. To limit multitasking in the home, set aside a window of device-free, family time each night, and do not permit the use of digital devices before bed. When your child is using a digital device, stress the importance of focusing on one task at a time, rather than frequently switching between apps. Likewise, you should eliminate distractions, e.g., turn the TV off and set your phone aside when you're conversing with your child. 4. Rehearse difficult discussions. In our increasingly reactive society, ethical discussions are often a catalyst for unproductive conflict. Knowing how to navigate these difficult conversations in a manner that's true to one's values but not inflammatory is therefore an essential social skill. To teach this ability, rehearse hypothetical scenarios where your child must stand up for his beliefs, while emphasizing the following communication strategies. Attentive listening. Give the other speaker your full attention, allow him to complete his thoughts before you speak. Empathy. Even if we don't agree with someone's views, we can empathize with the feelings that led them to form their opinions. We can also appeal to their sense of empathy when explaining our stance. Collaboration. Try to find a middle ground between opposing views, one that seems fair and reasonable to both parties. Talk about values you share with the other person, not just the values you don't agree on. Gratitude. After having a challenging discussion, express gratitude for the other person. Let him know that you care about him and respect him, even if you don't always see eye to eye. Thank him for broadening your perspective. Being able to live in accordance with one's beliefs while contributing positively to society is foundational to inner satisfaction, confidence, and a strong sense of identity. Raising your child to have independent views and a critical mind will equip him with the skills he needs to thrive in our polarized culture, without sacrificing his individuality. Together, we can build a fairer, more patient society.